concrete feet. Theatre's particular potency is in its failure to be properly abstracted from the forces it describes. It is these forces, including being subjected to these forces, and it describes these forces, footnote 1, forces, that X that turns anybody who is subjected to it into a thing. That twin being and describing constitutes a diagram of positive counterforce. Potentially, theatre is uniquely anchored in a complex now and simultaneously able to challenge that now in critical commentary. That anchoring, that obstruction to facile, flyaway, imaginative pseudo-activity makes theatre a supermaterial, an intelligent material which can punch a man in the face, call that punch authoritarian, and think of a time when that stately punch doesn't make absolute sense. Footnote 2, crucially, theatre which imagines that punch can be countered and replaced by a cuddle is poisonously mistaken. What in theatre is embarrassing, clenching, and ugly is its poverty, its concrete proletarian feet. Its poverty gifts theatre with a counterforce of material weight.